Check-in. Sieht ja sehr straub aus.
Du bist leicht übrigens.
Aha. Oh, hi, welcome everyone. I'll be giving you a little
disclaimer. Du bist live!
Yeah, I get it. So, welcome back to Bitwasher Live. I'll be giving you a little live tour of our venue. So Mark gave you a general introduction of the space, how it was founded, before, or the couple of NGOs that, or the clubs that constitute it, and I think everything said, we've got a lot of exciting stuff happening. We've got a lot of, we've got a good program for the RC3, and the idea of this segment is for me to give you a little tour. So we'll be staying on the third floor, which is the actual Bitwäscherei. There's some other stuff. There's a cafeteria on the fifth where there's some stuff happening, but we can't make it up there due to network restrictions and whatnot. So let me see if I can get my mobile recording gear going. So if you could switch your model, I think we are live on the mobile. So what you see here is where I just presented the screen for back reading. Oh, this is the VOC. Loves doing this. No, they fucking don't. All right, let's go for a little tour. So we've got a trusty VOC operations center here. Thank you very much for the quality services provided. We've got something which looks like a bit of a lock picking operation over there.
That's my bike.
Sportsfreunde der Sperrtechnik. As long as you own the lock, I think that's fair game, isn't it?
It is, though. Yeah.
Perfect. Valentina. What do we, oh, we've got the stairs down here because... Oh yes, we're going to demonstrate something.
I would say so.
I think it's demo time at the amazing drawer. Can someone please come on? So storage is always a bit of a...
The forest.
Storage being an issue in hacker spaces. We decided to turn our stage into a bit of a storage area. So this is, we actually hit the limit due to the recording equipment over there. It goes a bit further and we've got four of those, so that's plenty of storage to go. That, who built this anyways? I think it was built in the early days of Bitwäscherei by some trusty volunteers. Oh, by another Benny, service that actually...
By Benny and me.
So. Yes, we are part of the Chaos Boss. We got it, I'll show you later on. We've got another, this is basically a leftover of Make Zurich, where we started to experiment with something like, first of all, this is the RC3 Lounge Starter Kit, which contains a speaker, DJ High Tech here, condoms, the drug paraphernalia, that kind of stuff. And then we used to run a service we used called Suchtgift as a service, where there's random supplies of THC, LSD, and whatnot popping up. It's been well received by the community, which is why it's always empty. So in Switzerland, it is legal to own, to possess small quantities of contraband. So it's not, you're not breaking the law by putting anything here or by taking it. As soon as you consume it, you're breaking the law. So this is supposed to go back over here because there's a stairs. Oh, then over here we've got the workshop, which is, well, basically anything you need with regards to mechanics. You've got small drills for PCB drilling, you've got big drills for heavy lifting. You've got someone building something around here. More drills, a bandsaw, that kind of stuff, metal cutting. A rather decent workshop, I have to say. There's not much to miss, Makita, whatever, all the tools you can imagine. What we got here is Valentina Shipovskaya. She'll be holding. Valentina, tell us what you're doing.
I perform data visualization in 3D space.
You'll be holding a presentation on your work later on?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow what time?
Between 5 and 6 o'clock p.m.
All right, Valentina Shipovskaya with data science visualization tomorrow, 1700 channel, Bitwascherei. Moving on, which is this part, this area is like a hardware hacking area. So we got Zohar here, Idiot.io, our idiot in residence from Israel.
Hello.
Doing lots of interesting work. I haven't even gotten around to looking at everything you've been doing. Tell us a bit about it.
I am based from based in Tel Aviv. I came here to be like a geek like an idiot, I guess.
And you're geeking well, good. Yeah. Tell us about your sticky circuits. Yeah. Because this is amazing stuff.
I'm gonna do this overview about like the method of DIY, low cost fabrication of flexible stickers circuits.
So this is foldable circuits. You basically, you design a PCB, you're like, oh, what? It's powering. Oh, it's blinking.
Anyway,
it's blinking. This is beautiful, sir.
Tuesday, 9 p.m. It's at the Metal Lab, yes?
Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
9.
Aha, that's the open lab.
9 p.m.
Yeah, but that's a physical. But you're holding a, when is your RC3 virtual?
I'm on the program here.
Ah, but having a look, Zohar, Idiot.io, brilliant work.
9 o'clock.
Yeah,
9 o'clock on the 29th day, whatever that is. Let's move on to get the trusty transportation device. There's too many cables. Oh, maybe I'll show you the wet lab a bit. So this is electronics. You've got the Megatronic. Oh, actually, this is. Tell me about that. So this is live recording in progress. Please quiet. This is just for the current RC3 recording sessions. So looking further into the wet lab, we actually have the 3D printer here because it's basically a bit noisy. So it was a bit of an argument happening. Where are we putting the 3D printer? It was in one location and people complain about the noise. We put it into another, people complain. I think it's found its final space. Nobody's complained about it for a month or so. I'm not very, very familiar with this part of the lab, so there's whatever the fuck that is. Doesn't look very wet to me. Anyways, I think it's biohacking seeds. Whenever you have to work with chemicals, obviously. There's some binoculars. No idea what that is. It's probably blinking if I no. Etching. So this is PCB etching. Basically, if you need to design your own circuits. Scale. Lateral or pull for MFAP. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not very familiar with this part. So there's chemicals and wet stuff and the fridge. Are we allowed to inspect the fridge? I'm not gonna ask. More work in progress here, some seeds growing, whatever. Lab coats, some exposition. Oh, this is Zohar basically with his work on sticky circuits. Check it out, impressive work. There, this is the supply, so whenever you need a fucking zip tie, you know where to look, or a screwdriver, or batteries, screws, LEDs, cables, knobs, potentiometers, the capacitors. So anything you need, it's a well built lab because it's been going for 20 years. Mark, one of the founding fathers of the Swiss Mechatronic Art Society. How do you like the new space?
It's fantastic, man. It's, we never even dreamt about anything like this, and it just suddenly happened. And yeah. This is just the beginning. I'm really looking forward for hosting people internationally, for having like larger events. Now we still use it as a small kind of social distanced kind of, you know, studio, workshop, whatever. And also back office. I'm in the back office of the RC3 to make sure all our events are properly documented. And I have this ready. Tonight, late at night,
Pika.
We will make Pika Hiva, Super Hiva, kill you.
Pika Hiva, Pika Hiva.
We add this to the sugar, 6 kilos of sugar, and in 24 hours we have alcohol.
Thank you. So we've got obviously some.
Sugar, man.
This is where it's all happening. It's a network infrastructure. Don't bitch about the way this looks, the cabling, the lack of zip ties. There's no labeling. It just fucking works. If it doesn't, we go and fix it, all right? Kitchen area, 8-bit mixtape. That is one of my, that is a long running favorite of the SGMK. If you haven't seen it, check it out. 8-bit mixtape. It's running on the tiniest fucking chip you can imagine, because why not make your life miserable?
It's just called that tiny. It's not so small.
It's a fucking chip platform for sure. But it's a brilliant, I fucking love these devices, been playing with them quite a bit. So then, feel free to call, so the hackerspace phone, this, we inherited this from CCZ Zurich. It's live whenever you need to call the space on an analog voice line. Feel free to do that. It's got a lovely analog ring. Kitchen area, which is where we try to feed, sort of. Kaffeekasse, whenever you take something from the kitchen, don't forget to feed the Kaffeekasse, because it's used to buy food, basically. One of the latest additions to the space is a CO2 meter. It turns out that CO2 concentration in air is a very good side indicator for aerosols. And normal concentration about 400 ppm in the atmosphere, we're hovering at 680, which would be highish. But at least like at 1,000, you should really look into ventilating your room. Based on the work of, the Guido's CO2 ampoule and whatnot. You see a lot of these in hackerspaces these days. Useful devices to tell, to give you indications on your quality of air. Okay, it's getting rather analog now. Hi, Claude.
Hi.
What have you got there?
There is a little synthesizer. It's an old synthesizer from this workshop of music from outer space.
That is a massive fucking installation, man.
Yeah.
Like, what is all this? What happens cable. If I pull this cable?
It's a channel out.
So?
But we need this.
We need that one. How about this one, the blue one? Why do we need that one? It says pulse something. It gives a pulse to over there. Can you turn it? Can you show us? Can you turn it up? Can we hear some?
You can try on this.
Can we get a bit of music? No, can you just turn it up? Turn it on. Put it on the speakers.
On the
let's go live. We're live here. RC3, welcome to the analog synthesizer, the performance of Claude. He'll be performing live later in the lounge, I think. No, live on somewhere. You can check it in there, you can see it in our schedule. Which cable do I need to pull? So if that, does it get any better? Not much of a difference. Okay, thank you.
Can try, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, we'll be back with you later for your performance. Thank you. Casper.
Hello there.
Good to have you. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been trying to whistle around, you know. I'm loving to...
check out new sounds all the day. And what you see here is a preparation of the workshop introduction at 8 o'clock, and I will give you a small indication of what I'm going to do. It's something like everything could be a whistle. Yeah, even this toy, that's what I'm gonna tell you. And if you don't have a 3D printer, you can make 3D strange nice. Flutes with some combined and then
wow,
that's what's happening when you join the workshop. You will see what all these whistles can do. And I think I'm very cheered by the fact that I got into whistles. Although as a keyboard player, I probably would never have been into it if the wind was not a perfect power to get into.
Excellent. Thank you very much. It's called Pfeif drauf, right?
Pfeif drauf. Pfeif drauf. Blow me down is a kind of a... a tradition to that, but I think the best is Pfeif drauf. Just make fun with all the holes you find in the world.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Thank you much.
See you later.
This is Getränkekasse, because it's not the same as coffee. Coffee is like you need that. Getränke is more of a luxury. The usual supplies of... Oh, there we go. Let me just... This is a scarce resource at the moment. Oh, yeah, let me show you through our COVID prevention measures. So basically people have to... So our safety concept is it's a bit of a difficult time. You sign up here with your name and contact details. You throw that card in here. If nothing happens, your details will get automatically burned after 14 days. More fancy posters from the Bundesamt für Gesundheit and some hand sanitizers.
Hello.
Over here, this is something I've been working on, which is the Zweigstelle Bitwäscherei der Chaospost. Maybe, so we've got a few things happening. One of the newer services, labeling as a service, which is basically a e-touch. With lots of labeling paper, feel free to label your shit. We've got electricity as a service in the flavors 12, 5, 3.3, minus 12, so you can go 24 if you like. It's currently powering this device. Oh, Goldifizierung, yes, we're also running a service called, we've got a focusing issue. Anyways, Goldification is a thing that we provide, which is basically just turning shit stuff into gold. Let's have a quick last look at our, I've got a focusing issue with here. Whatever, post office, we've got Lady Shipovskaya requesting a goldification. Maybe if you could hold the camera for me while I provide the service. You have to go outside. Acrylic color, not a good thing to use. Right, let me just put on some protective gear. The acrylic color is hard to get off, so we're using it. Love. And now let's see. I hope the Wi-Fi doesn't drop. We'll just go out here because it's our fault. And it's goldification time. Wind is about going that way, so.
How much even now from top?
There you go. It appears we've been upside down a little bit. it's due to the gimbal I've got. I think that is gold if I do not. We've got one corner and it's still clean to carry it. Great gold vacation space. Oh, by the way, there. Do they have names? Do you have a name?
Chicken.
Chicken 1 and 2. We got them. Somebody needed to record something with chicken. So we got 2 chicken. And then we had chicken running around and we just kind of got used to them and started to like them. It was time to give the chicken back. And you know what happens to chicken? So we just couldn't do it.
Sie ist aber ständig auf dem Kopf, das wisst ihr.
Wieder mal.
Nein, das wissen wir nicht. It's still upside down, it appears, because my gimbal is a
scheiß gimbal.
Oh, what a kick mess. Anyways, that was a chicken.
Jetzt ist gut.
I don't have to, I have to get rid of my...
The chickens.
The chicken. Let me finish the tour by giving you a little preview of my personal hobby right now. This is a WS85 karaoke microphone from Korea, I think. It's really big in Korea. And you basically connect it over Bluetooth and you go Frank Sinatra, my way, lyrics. I hope we're not getting... Now, you endlessly, and so I face the final curtain. Zurich, come visit virtually in Adventure Time. Come visit physically on location if you can. Looking forward to a good congress with you. See you around.